Hier ist 5OK Handorf, der Barossa Deutschen Rundfunk, mit seinem ersten Programm.
G'day, Vigga, it's Barry Schickelgruber here from Barry Schickelgruber's Vine Stuber and Smash Reparatur Shop. Hab ich ein Deal für dich. Hast du ein ausgeklappter, gebaschter Holden Ute? Bonze, komm und besuch mich. 243 Mainstrasse Handorf here in Barossatau. Wir haben neue Sedans, vorgeliebte Sedans, Trucks und Panzers. Macht mir ein Offer. Ja, schön, und für die Schielers nur guck mal, diese wunderbare, slightly geprankt Japanese Compact für 3.999. Ja, 3.999. Garantiert ein Jahr, Stereo und Weinkeller in the boot. Und natürlich, Damen und Blokes, mit every bargain von Barry's kommt on Freier Flasche Mosel Wein oder on Sixpack Beer am Weekend besser aufgepisst zu werden. Ja, komm und besuch mich, Barry Schickelgruber, Barry Schickelgruber's Weinstuber und Smash Reparatur Tour Shop, hab ich ein Deal für dich.
This is ABC Twin Channel Mono. We'll be back in half an hour with Art Tony Baldwin, Kevin Daly, Rob Steele, Angela Weber, Lance Curtis, Adam Byrne, and Peter Smalley. Special guest artists Bruce Dormant, Eli Bickerstaff, and Narcissus Montego. Meanwhile, we're slightly out to lunch.
Charlene?
Yeah?
Give me three beers down here. I've got a thirst.
Good day, Davo.
Geez, good day, Robbo. What you having?
Oh, me throat's dry on a Sunday sermon. I'll have five beers.
Hey, Darlene.
Yes?
Make that eight beers and hurry up. Us men's worked up a thirst.
Oh, here comes Tomo.
G'day, fellas.
G'day, Tomo. What you drinking?
I'll have nine beers, Dal.
Good on you, Tomo.
Hey, Darlene.
Yes?
17 beers down here, and hurry it up. Us men's worked up a thirst.
I have only got one pair of hands.
What do you blokes doing tonight, then, eh?
Well, I heard tell there's going to be some real beaut sheilas at the dance tonight.
Yeah. Oh, go on.
So I'm going to spray me underdeck with Mordine, put on a different pair of trousers, and then... I'm going to stand by the keg with the boys all night and get drunk.
Oh, good on you, Robbo.
That's the shot. What about you, Tomo?
Oh, well, I thought I'd hang around here till closing time, play a bit of darts, drink like an hardly stand-up, then jump in the ute and drive to the nearest tree and kill myself.
Good on you, Tomo.
Jeez, you're a character.
What about you, Davo?
Well, I don't know. Thought I might go to the drive-in with Darlene.
With Darlene?
Yeah.
Just you and Darlene the bar, mate.
Yeah.
On your own?
Yeah.
What are you? Hooked or something?
Night after night, we're out boozing. Hey. In four or five pubs, maybe more. Yeah, and night after night, we end snoozing. Stretched out on some swill palace floor. You'll say there's no harm in a grog, but pity for me and my dog. Too many parties and too many pumps are driving our brain cells away. Too many bourbons and too many clubs have turned my blue heater all gray. I once herded cattle, but I forgot how. My short-term memory is history now. I see pink wombats and huge purple grubs from too many parties and too many pubs.
I've got to go home now.
No one likes a drunk who drives. Poor old Louie, not a bad bloke, but taken on board a crateful and he thinks he's going to drive home. But lucky for Bluey, he's been drinking Ockerman's Safety Stout, the only beer that comes with a free black belt chauffeur. He'll beat your brains out if you get within 6 feet of your vehicle. The cheery Ockerman's Ocker delivers you or what's left of you safely to your front door. No prangs. No guilt, no remorse. Ockerman's Safety Stout. Tell your mates.
He's right. Too many parties and too many pubs are driving our brain cells away. Too many bourbons and too many clubs have turned my blue healer all gray. I once herded cattle, but I forget how. My short-term memory is history now. I see pink wombats and huge purple grubs from too many parties and too many pubs.
I still think it was a mistake getting off the bus, Lil.
Oh, stop the nonsense, Harold. There's only one way to see Australia, and that's on foot. The Aborigines have done it that way for centuries.
That's as may be, but they didn't have to carry round an esky, two folding chairs, three suitcases, and your trombone.
Well, now, Harold, we couldn't leave the instruments on the bus, Ted. Besides, where's your pioneer spirit, eh? Where's that good old Anzac pluck that gave Johnny Turk Mary Hill at Gallipoli? Where's that grit and determination which has made Australia a byword in international yachting circles? Where's your moxie?
Should be a drop or two left in the thermos, Lil.
Harry Zoot Davenport and Lillian Lips Pasco are two wandering musicians in search of adventure. Refugees from a touring company of Gigi, they've gone looking for some excitement and are about to find it. For when Harry and Lil stepped off that bus in the middle of nowhere, they found themselves center stage in a drama called It Came From Widgie Malta.
I can't move another step, Lil. Let's take five.
Okay, Harry. Oh, look, there's a huge rock or something over there. Let's go and sit in its shade and have a jam session.
Good idea. I've always wanted to do a rock concert.
It's awfully big, isn't it? What do you suppose it is?
Oh, it's obviously some kind of sacred site, Lil.
Mm.
You can tell because it's got property of the CSIRO stenciled on it.
Yes.
That stands for the Cultural Symbols in Rock Organization, a well-known protector of Aboriginal artifacts.
Oh, you're so well-read, Harold.
I do try, Lil.
Mm. Now then, what do we play, Pet? What about strutting with some barbecue?
I can dig it, Lil. A one, a two, a one.
Do you hear that, Harry?
Yes, Lil. Is it your spit valve again?
Oh, no, it's this box. It's cracking open.
Oh, my God, Lil. There's something inside
it. And it's giving out. Jumping jelly roll, Harold. Is this for real?
I don't know, Lil, but it's the last time I touch that thermos.
Oh, Kit, what do we do?
I've got one suggestion.
What's that?
Run for it.
Well, what diabolical creature have Harry and Lil unleashed at Widgie Malta? How did it come to be trapped in that mountain of rock? And what was in the thermos? Tune in again for the next exciting episode of It Came From Widgie Malta.
Thrown off the wheel while a Bangalong 11's touring bus for smoking ganja in the dunny.
In the dunny? Oh, that little old coach driver, he's a real hard case. No sense of rhythm.
Couldn't play no music. Yeah, that flaming long stop of bug, he been bugging me since I come over in the summer with the windies.
with the wind, I didn't see you on the field, man.
No, no, you crazy gala. I was 19 man, in charge of the rum.
What, they grabbed you at the gaffer, Bluey?
No, wowzers at the wacker.
Go right, matey. It were unreal.
Hey, you wouldn't be having a little taste? Remind me of home here in this hot, dry land.
No, man. My billy's dry, and I'm right out of tucker.
Well, why don't you come along with me, you old cocky? I got this nice little job down at Snake Creek.
Snake Creek?
Yeah, they don't call me Gunshearer Montego for nothing.
Right on, Arca. Hop on the back of my little old steel drum. We shoot through like a Bondi tram.
Out on the board, the old shearer stands, grasping his shear in his thin, bony hand. Fixed is his gaze on a bare belly too. Glory if he get her, won't he make killing a go? Click, go the shears, man. Click, click, click. Wide is his pull and his hands move quick. Come quick, Kiringa, he look around. He's beaten by a blow and curses the old snagger with the bare belly. Click, go to shears, boy. Click,
hey, man.
Click.
What are you doing in the shearing shed?
I'm making a record, man, for the wireless.
That looks like a wide comb in your hand.
It's not a wide comb at all, no, man. It's a little comb. Little comb in E-flat for making music. You remember? Like that. Shearing is all over. We've all got our check. Roll up your swags, boys, we're off on the tracks. The first pub we come to, it's there we'll have a spree. And everyone who'll come along is Jamaica rum with me. Click, go to shears, man, click, click, click. Why is his pull and his hand too quick?
That was quick!
The ringer, he look around. Is beaten by a blow and curses the old snagger with the bare belly jaw. Now the little sheep, you do your little dance to the music.
And now for our weekly Pets Corner with our regular veterinary consultant, Bruce Lossis. Welcome, Bruce.
Hello, it's nice to be with you again, and as usual I'm speaking to you from my surgery here in the Drainage Hills Clinic, and this week's letter comes from Timothy Clank of Wattleroot. Welcome to the program, Tim, and you write, Dear Bruce, I have an unusual pet, a blue-tongued lizard, that I feed and look after, but it doesn't come into the house. I am wondering if such a lizard has a poisonous bite. It has never been aggressive to me, but I have heard the blue tongue can be fatal. What is your opinion, please? Well, Tim, my opinion, for what it's worth, isn't about the blue tongue lizard, I'm afraid. My opinion concerns the attitude of someone who would keep a pet, believing it to be a potential danger to himself or his family. Leaving the family out of it for the moment, Tim, which I'm sure you'll understand, I'd like to suggest to you, and please don't take this the wrong way, that you have a latent suicidal tendency. Well, let's put all our cards on the table. I think you want to kill yourself, Tim. Now, don't cringe away from the radio with your hands over your ears. That won't solve anything. That won't do any good. We have to face facts, Tim. So, my advice is this. As soon as the program is over, go out into the yard and with the axe dispose of the wretched blue tongue. Quickly and humanely, please. And then you've made a very healthy start in overcoming your difficulties. Or, if you have an aversion to using an axe for this admittedly disturbing task, one barrel of the 12-gauge, say number 7 shot, would be an excellent substitute. On reflection, better use both barrels, Tim. Then you won't be tempted to use the other one on yourself. So straight after the program, Tim, while your resolve is firm, all right? And just to bring the family back into it, if they should try to interfere, Just wave the shotgun around in front of you, violently if you like, or gently as the case may be, and that should do the trick. And now this is Bruce Lassus saying goodbye till next time, and please bear in mind, just because animals don't pray doesn't mean they're not God's creatures.
Hey, turned out nice again, hasn't it? Mr. Woo no longer hands the laundry. Santa says some skinheads wrecked the place. He screamed them through with bombs, Maggie Thatcher and car bombs, and sent them off to join the human race. Said Mr. Woo, what shall I do? And Mr. Woo's a flying doctor now. The laundry was blown away, so we took a course with the AMA. When he goes out flying, interest he arouses, playing with his parachute over people's houses. He loves to get his stethoscope inside the ladies' blouses, 'cause Mr. Woo's a flying doctor now. Said Mr. Woo, what shall I do? And Mr. Woo's a flying doctor now. A broken hill he learned to fly, and with amphetamines and iodine, he's high, high, high. He's had his eyesight tested, a most important matter. Through his cockpit window, the lady he looks at her. His eyesight's getting better, but his nose is getting flatter, 'cause Mr. Woo's a flying doctor now.
Station to Dr. Woo. Can you get down quick? The war's crook.
Eee, I'm sorry. What's the trouble, lad?
We ran out of eight full yolk and the shearers are starving. The dog's been at the tucker box again.
Ah, come. Wilco, I'm coming down. Over and out.
Said Mr. Woo, what shall I do? Flying doctor now. From Darwin to Alice Springs, acupuncture cures a host of things. Bushman that is treated, all are full of phrases. Mr. Woo's an expert on embarrassing diseases. He's even cured a wombat of a bout of coughs and sneezes, since Mr. Woo's a flying doctor now.
Good, eh?
Come on, Rhonda.
I'll bring as fast as I can.
Yeah, well, don't forget the sandwiches and the tomato sauce. I want me lunch.
Oh, hey, this looks like a good spot. Park the Esky under the coolabah tree.
Right beside this really nice billabong.
Oh. What was that?
Waltz. And Matilda, Waltz and Matilda.
Oh, Brian, a swagman's ghost.
Yeah, that must be the one that stole the jumbuck.
Oh, fair go, mate, I set up.
What?
Well, there was I shading myself by a coolabah tree when this horrible woolly thing...
The jumbuck?
Jumbuck me foot. It was a police decoy, a trooper in a skin. Well, of course, he was expecting me to grab him with glee.
Which you did.
Like hell I did. I knew he was a fake the moment I saw him drinking at the waterhole.
What was so strange about a jumbuck drinking at the waterhole?
From a schooner? I thought, no fear, don't touch him. When up jumps these troopers.
One, two, three.
Do me a favour. There was 20 at least. I said, rack off. You're not searching this tucker bag without a warrant.
But they found the jolly jumbuck in your tucker bag.
Surprise, surprise. Of course, the fact that your average jumbuck is five times as big as a tucker bag didn't seem to bother nobody.
Then why did you jump into the billabong?
Yeah, drowning yourself by the coolabah tree.
Very credible, I'm sure. Do you think it's likely that I'd kill myself just because of some trumped-up charge? I might be jolly, but I'm not stupid.
But you said they'd never catch you alive.
Oh, yeah? Were you there? What I actually said was, put me down, you mongrels! Nobody's going to throw me in a no bloody billabong! But of course they did.
The suspect drowned himself during questioning, they said, after he hit himself 10 times on the head with a truncheon.
Then all these years, we've been singing a pack of lies.
That's right, and don't you forget it. Oh, oxen,
he's gone.
Yeah, and you know what, Rhonda?
What?
He's taking the bloody Esky with him.
Seas, around the globe, out of the outback, and into your local theatre. It's the Cooey Newsreel. In majestic Canberra, home of the Mother of Parliaments, Australian scientists announce yet another major advance. Freddo, the world's first talking chocolate frog. Years of research and millions of dollars have gone into Freddo's development, but now the dusky little amphibian is well and truly wired for sound. Seen here in the CSIRO laboratories are smiling Professor Rupert Murdoch, leader of the successful team of biologists. Freddo will go to countries throughout the world as Australia's first sweet-talking roving ambassador. Let's have a final word from the little fellow himself. Fiji, exotic island of the South Pacific, discovered by daring Australian explorers Burke and Wills, was host last month to the World Giant Prawn Eating Championships. Contestants travelled from 51 nations, including Australia, to crunch up the giant crustacea. Whoops! Almost lost that one, but down it goes. Fiji's graceful girls in grass skirts took competitors' minds off indigestion with swaying rhythms and flashing smiles. The winner? It's genial Russ Hinds from sunny Queensland. My word, he's a big lad, isn't he? Whoops! But down he goes. The Middle East, and these Bedouin tribesmen, their faces turned dramatically into the desert sun, are following an age-old Australian custom, yelling at the tops of their lungs for no apparent reason. The warriors of the dunes were introduced to meaningless yelling by a group of visiting Australian yellers who are on a worldwide goodwill yelling tour. It's a cheering thought, isn't it? Australian culture echoing across the Arabian sands. London's Heathrow Airport says farewell to Australian balloonist Raylene Cogginal off on a lone flight to distant Saturn. Raylene, who comes from Launceston in the Apple Isle, has always had a burning ambition to do something out of this world. Her route takes her west over Land's End, north across the wintry Atlantic, then up through the stratosphere and into deep space. None of the crowd, including these Australian youngsters dressed as meat pies with tomato sauce, ever expects to see Raylene again. Ray Glass, farewell. Across the globe, out of the outback, and into your theatre.
Hello again, and welcome. And today in the studio we have Deirdre Fortitude, leader of an environmental group who are currently blockading all national parks in Australia.
Hello.
Hello, Deirdre. Now, you obviously feel very strongly about the environment.
We certainly do, and I hope the Premier is watching this. We will not budge one centimetre over this issue. Run us over or do what you like. We will not be moved.
That's fantastic, Deirdre. True dedication. Do you often protest against the destruction of forest areas?
No, we don't. Quite the opposite. We think all forests should be demolished. And here's the Premier planting more of these tacky trees in the national park. It's disgusting.
That's amazing. You mean you want to pull down trees?
Yes, and put in more aesthetic things like supermarkets, freeways and high-rise apartment blocks. We smoggies...
Smoggies?
Yes. We call ourselves the smoggies. We support smog, pollution, defoliation and all sorts of mind-blowing 20th century technology.
Yeah, but Deirdre, surely pollution is bad for you.
Right. We must be prepared to pay the price for progress. If God had meant us to have trees, he would have given us roots.
Yeah, but trees give us oxygen.
Ah, rubbish. Oxygen comes out of CIG gas cylinders. Honestly, I wish you'd get your facts right.
Amazing. Well, what other activities do the smoggies get involved in?
Well, we take daily pollution readings. If the pollution index gets dangerously low, we move in with emergency smog-making machines. Also, we hold regular protests against the National Trust. That doesn't work. we just go in and bulldoze down those bourgeois old eyesores in the middle of the night. Well, also, I must mention our new beach project. We have whale patrols that go out to sea and drag whales onto the beaches.
That's amazingly fascinating, Deirdre.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now, to wind up today's show, straight from the Mulga Flats Festival, the fantastic Bruce Dormant, with an amazing, almost mythical Ballad of the Bush.
Sewing's pretty good. Reaping ain't so bad. Scaring of galahs suits a farmer's lad. But here's the dinkum oil. The thing that suits a fella is a little bit of stuff to smoke to keep your fancies mellow. When you're leaning on the gate beside the dam that lies beside the side of farmer's stacks of new mown hay, you know it's just atwixt the ricks beside the barn where Barry likes to hide the stuff he only fried today. I'm leaning, sort of leaning. You know, I'm champion down our way, they say. That's champion at leaning on the gate beside the dam that lies beside the side of farmer's stacks of new mown hay. But he's been gleaming while I've been leaning. Yes, I've been leaning all day.
We've been slightly out of lunch with a script by Tony Baldwin, Kevin Daly, Doug McLeod, Colin Bowles, Peter Smalley, David Witt, Adam Byrne, Colin Nicholson, Joanna Weir, Rod Doran and Frank Gibson. Music was by Arthur Greenslade and the G-Men, Willie Kwan is All-Stars, the Willa Walla Bang Along Symphonia, directed by Alan Cohen, production drudgery by Linda Hughes, script editor Julianne Ford, sound effects by John Farkas, technical production Norbert Roth and Len Kernos, beer by Ockerman, produced by Tony Baldwin and Kevin Daly. Hier ist der Nordwest bei Rosser Rundfunk.
The end of the world is nigh. The end of the world is nigh.
End of the world? That's a bit of an exaggeration, I sure reckon, mate. I mean, don't you read the papers? It's just the Department of the Environment testing some of them atom bombs down the road. Supposed to be good for morale or something. Hey, you want another beer, Barry?
Sure thing, Zunga. Hey, darling, here's another two and a brandy from the old dog.
Is the dog over age?
The end of the world is more nigh. The end of the world is more nigh.
Come on, give it a break, pal. That was just the froggies letting off an atom bomb in Tassie.
Ain't you ever watched the telly?
I reckon it'll stop the wilderness debate forever. It'll solve lots of people's problems, you know. Well, I reckon that's an example of true democracy.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Besides, how bloody nigh does the end have to be before it gets there, mate? Oh, I bet he can't answer that one, eh, Barry? Barry? Jeez, I wonder what's happened to Barry.
The end of the world is very, very nigh. The end of the world is very, very nigh.
Oh, look, mate, what have you done with the pub? See, I don't scare that easy. Jeez, this beer's gone a funny colour. Hey, Darlene? Darlene?